This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jacksonville's morning news continues, and it is a very thrilling time. There's your walk-up song, my friend. Let's throw Curtis on the microphone here, our friend Curtis Dvorak from the Jacksonville Zoo, and the 19 years that you were Jacksonville, Jackson DeVille, and congratulations on making it into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you, thank you. So I, as Carl Spackler said, so I got that going for me, which is nice, which is nice. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I worked on that character for 19 years and brought him to life, and so to see an honor like this, you know, is pretty cool.
How many Jackson DeVilles have there been? You were 19 years.
I did 19 years, and then the gentleman who's doing it now took over.
Just two?
Yeah, 9 years ago. Actually, 9 years ago, like right now, was the retirement announcement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
congratulations.
Thank you,
so
thank
where
you.
Is the Mascot Hall of Fame, by the way?
Well, you know, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. It's Whiting.
Just outside of Canton?
Whiting, Indiana.
Oh.
Yeah, nowhere near Canton. Whiting, Indiana, which as far as I can tell and know, and I'm because whoever's from Indiana or Whiting is going to be very mad at this, but it's kind of like the Orange Park of Chicago. It's like 30 minutes south of Chicago on the lake there, but it's in the other in Indiana. No, it's it's a kids museum started by Dave Raymond, the original Philly Fanatic, mm-hmm. and you know, Mascot Hall of Fame. So Jackson's the 30th mascot inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Pretty awesome, and yeah. Nice to see Jags fans getting around that because it was the votes from the fan base
sure.
that ultimately got that done. A lot
hey,
to get to.
The fans were
the
who made that character because
indeed.
Without the fans, I would have been fired. Like in year two or three when the league wanted me out of the league.
I'll
but
bet.
Because the fans love that character so much, Wayne had my back.
That's great. A lot to get to from the zoo. Last month when we had you here, you were
yes.
telling us about the procedure that Mina the Tiger had to undergo. Refresh us on that, and how is Mina doing?
So Mina the Tiger, she's they're 7.5 months old, coming up on 8 months. Three tigers we had born. She broke her leg in her first month of life. Just a raucous play accident there with her brother and sister. And the procedure, she's had multiple radiographs, she's had x-rays, she's had plates put in by a surgeon. The total amount of medical care she's received is probably north of $30,000. And that doesn't even count the amount of volunteer hours we've gotten from radiographers to read the x-rays. The surgeon did it at no cost. So we have so much buy-in and contribution from our community on so many levels, not just our donors but our and people coming, but you know, medical community helping us take care of our animals. So shout out to everybody in this community who always helps with our animals at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. We can't do it without your support.
That's pretty awesome.
But she's doing
see.
Well. Sorry. So she's doing well, but she is off exhibit for the next couple months. The last x-ray we just did last week showed that there was some callus bone formation forming over the infection spot because she had a bone infection at one point. And so that's good. We have new bone growth happening. So they say everything's going well, but it's a very slow process because you can't tell a 7-month-old tiger cub to, hey, take it easy on that arm.
You ever have a puppy?
Yeah. And you also can't tell her brother Mockley to chill because he is a total troublemaker. That dude is, if you've been to the JZG and you've seen Mockley running around, he's the one climbing into the bamboo, getting himself stuck, and he's a nut. He's a nut.
What's going on this summer at the zoo? A lot of great things beyond the animals, the ways that you can interact and the entertainment that y'all are trying to bring to bear here. And I don't mean that as a pun, even though it just came across as that. I didn't mean it that way. But what do
you
have
there.
Coming up at the zoo this month?
No, that's the thing. Pay attention to JacksonvilleZoo.org, the events tab. Go to our events tab and you'll see there's always stuff going on. Like right now we have one coming up, Wine and Pigments. Again, we do those every once in a while. This is the second one we've done in the last few months, and I think there's a couple seats left. There's a couple seats left for this Wine and Pigments, and it's in the Tiger area, speaking of Mina. But it's really cool. You know, it's just like wine and whatever. When you go draw with your couples, you know, they do the Valentine's ones. But this is in the Tiger exhibit, not with the Tigers right next to you. But that one always sells out. There's like 40 spots. I think there's a few spots left. Yoga with giraffes. If you've never done yoga with giraffes, it's kind of like yoga with goats, but we don't let them climb on your back like they do with the baby goats.
Have you done this, by the way?
I haven't done the yoga with giraffes. This one's sold out. The one that's happening tomorrow is sold out already, but then there's another one coming up because they're doing them in honor of World Giraffe Day, which is right now. I believe maybe tomorrow. And so it's up on the giraffe overlook, and it's pretty cool. You know, if you've done yoga, you know, it's an amazing activity to do, but when you have giraffes staring you in the face, it's even better.
I would say Illuminites is also going on this summer.
That's right. Illuminites is still happening.
And before we get too deep into this, I do want to bring up something that did happen, and it's a really important notice for boaters. And we're both boaters. We like to be out on the water, but we did have a passing that happened. Bring us up to date on that.
We did. Teeny. Teeny was a manatee calf we've had in our care for several months now. It was a boat strike. He came in from a boat strike, which happens all the time. And this one, for me, and had a collapsed lung. So it was staying, floating. He was staying floating at the top because the lung, the air was leaking into the cavity and causing him to stay inflated. So they did 9 different chest taps to try to relieve that, which is what they do when you have a manatee with a lung that's collapsed, in hopes that the lung will reinflate and it heals itself. And then the manatee is fine. This one just didn't work, and it wasn't working. It never takes that many. And so on this last one, unfortunately, he didn't make it through the procedure. And then when they went in afterwards and checked, did a necropsy, they looked and saw that his lung had actually grown onto itself, and he had some other issues and stuff. This was going to be pretty much an impossible case. We learned a ton from this, just on the medical care of manatees, like we do with every single manatee we rehab through the Manatee Critical Care Center. Our specialists and everybody at the zoo is pretty heartbroken about this. They care for these animals like they're your kids. And this one for me is the first one that's really hit me pretty hard, because I actually would go to the Manatee Critical Care Center a couple times a week, and every day I knew at 4 o'clock they were doing a tube feeding on Teeny. And he was so cute. I mean, he was tiny. He was like, this is great for radio. I'm holding my arms out. He was this big. He's only a couple feet long at first, and then maybe 3 feet towards the end. And I got to help with his care, and I got to be there and hold him a little bit when they did some of the tube feeding. And so, you know, to lose him is devastating for everybody. But the reason we bring it up is, you know, I'm a boater, you're a boater. The signs out there, folks, that you see that say manatee area, no wake, it's not just... You know, it's not just, you know, somebody putting it out there to try and ruin your day. You know, they're there. The manatees are there. We need to slow down out there when you see these signs. And also just be aware everywhere where you're riding, because, you know, our manatee population is doing well in the state. It's coming back. We had a major event a few years ago where some died off. But we as boaters need to take responsibility. If you came to the Manatee Critical Care Center, there's only 3 in the state. We have one, Tampa has one, and SeaWorld. And you saw these animals come in with boat strikes on them. You know, and they can survive the prop stuff, but these blunt force strikes that they're getting, you know, it's sad, because it doesn't have to happen,
right?
You know, and it's something we all can take responsibility out there on the water for, and keep an eye out. So, you know, shout out to the entire team out there at the Manatee Critical Care Center. I know they're all heartbroken. And so keep all of them in your thoughts as well, folks. But all of us out there can do our part to help these beautiful animals, because they are so cool. They're such neat animals. And they need us to help them.
Yeah, and we've got great resources in place to be able to nurse them back to health.
Yes.
As well. One of the 3. Is that something that you can see as part of zoo membership, where you can actually see that?
You can in our Wild Florida area. When you walk into Wild Florida, you go past Betsy the Bear, and you'll see the Manatee Critical Care Center right there, which is actually getting an expansion. It's getting a calf tub put in here soon. And then, of course, the new entrance is being built currently right now that will open in 2025, has a Wayne and Dolores Weaver Manatee River that you'll walk right into. So when you enter the zoo, you'll be right there, and there'll be manatees and Florida spring, you know, wildlife. So manatees are a big part of our Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, and you can go see them. But it's going to be probably here in the next week or so, we're going to be draining it. We've moved all the manatees out. Teeny's passing allows us to move up a project that we've needed to do, which is clean the tanks and everything. And so we're going to be doing that. So you won't see any manatees in there for a little bit. But you will see them out on the water when you're on your boats, folks. So be safe out there.
Yeah, dude, a great message. And I know we're running a little behind here, Scotty, but I did want to mention one more thing, which is a new baby.
Yeah, another baby
Let's
bongo.
Let's leave on a high note.
A bouncing baby bongo. And we have another
practicing that coming over here.
Yeah, exactly. You got to say that real quick. There's two. We've had two baby bongos born in the last couple months. Breaking news also, we have a kudu that's about to give birth here shortly.
So is it true there's a kudu for you to view at the zoo?
Yes. Oh, that was nice.
You like that?
That was nice.
Really good. That was good. This is a whole Dr. Seuss segment we've gotten going. But yeah, baby
it's
bongo.
It's gone to the animals.
Exactly. So baby bongo out there, folks. We'll be out on exhibit soon probably. But the bongos, as far as the Luminites, the bongos are one of the animals you definitely can see walking around the Luminites because they are always out there hanging out at night.
There's so much to see at the zoo, and membership is worthwhile. Become a member now, jacksonvillezoo.org.
That's right.
And we'll look forward to all of the different events that are coming up throughout the course of the next several weeks, from whining pigments with tigers to yoga with giraffes, yep. And make sure you're a part of Illuminites. Curtis, always good to see you, my friend.
Great seeing
Hall
you.
Hall of Famer. Well,
there you go.
In the costume of a Hall of Famer.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. You are kind of a big deal. I saw you walking a little bit more cocksure around here in the building today. Do you know who I am?
I got to go to LinkedIn right now and update my profile.
Curtis Dvorak with the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, man. We'll see you again next month.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.